We're learning Masechta Siyuma Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The sugya starts on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Mishnah Einanim Nichnas LaAzara LaAvoda Afilu Tor Ad SheYitvul. The Mishnah is telling you the din that someone going into the Azara or doing Avoda has to be Tevil, even if he's Tor. The Gemara says two Taimim. Ben Zayim says the Kal V'Chaymer. The Kohen Gadol has to be Tevil when he's Mishana. Mimakim Mikaydish the Kaydish. Mimakim Shanish Karis. Mimakim Shanish Karis. So Kal V'Chaymer Mishana. Nichoyel the Kaydish. Mimakim Sheina Nishkaris. Mimakim Sheina Nishkaris. Ain't a din Shita on Tevila. The Kal V'Chaymer. Pashas according to Ben Zayim. It's the Raisa. That's what the Gemara says. Ye'eva Ba'asei. And the Buddha says no. It's the Rabbanon. Srach Tevilu Zu. Kadei Sheyizku Tumi Yishana Shebiyada V'Yifrish. So first, the lashon of the Mishnah is Einanim Nichnas LaAzara LaAven Avoda, Einanim Nichnas LaAzara LaAvoda Afilu Tor Ad SheYitvul. And Rashi is LaAvoda is Lav Dafka. Einanim Nichnas LaAzara Ad SheYitvul. You can't be Nichnas at all, even if you're not doing Avoda. Taisus also says that the Masechta Einanim Nichnas LaAvoda Lav Dafka LaAvoda. First, he says Afilu Shchita De Lav Avoda. Shchita is not an Avoda, and still the Gemara is Mevuida for Shchita in Itvila. And then he says, I feel love of that actually Nichlas Azara brings from the Yishalmi, and he also brings the Chaymuch Lekaman, it's much that way here in the Bavli. Now the Teis Hashanim holds it's very shver. Why would the Mishnah say La'avayda when it's not La'avayda? What's the La'av Dafki here? It's Takash Tikal Pella. Why say the word La'avayda when the Knis Lazar would even that Avayda is Mechayiv Tvila? So Teis Hashanim holds that Yitaka Nina Avayda, even though the Gemara is Mavur, even without Avayda Lamashal, the Gemara talking about the Mitzvah, going in for Bahinus, so that's the Chayim Muchach, even that Avayda, Yimchuyiv and Tvila. So he says that's also called Avayda. It's Kain Avayda. It's not Mamish and Avayda that you need a Kain. You're not really doing an Avayda altogether. But the Pshat is you are doing some Tzarech Avayda. So he brings, if let's say a Zar wants to do Smicha, Smicha is not really an Avayda, a Zar could do it. It's not Mamish and Avayda, but it's Kain and Avayda, or Tnufa, or Kriyan and Acha shall be Kurim. That these things would be considered genug and avodah to mechayev tevila. But coming into the Azara without any avodah at all, then you would not need tevila. And he says, Yishalmi also that says, lo yisayv dav l'avodah fi shalei l'avodah, that means an avodah gemura. Not when you're doing an avodah v'kayin, zriko haktara. No, even shalei l'avodah means, but you have to be doing some type of an avodah. So that's one malach in the Rishayin. I mean, Rashi teis v'mash v'stam, it says lav dafka. Teis v'shanim, learns that it does mean Avodah. It just doesn't mean Avodah in the conventional sense, but you have to be doing some type of an Avodah. Shchita, Matan Bahinus, Smicha, Tnufa, Kriya, Nacha, Bikurim, you have to be doing something. The Tezrin has a third shot. He says, I've added the Gemara's Muchach that Nichlas La'azara, even not to do Avodah, needs Tvila. But it doesn't mean Avodah is La'avdafka, you just have to be Geiris Avav. Eidanim Nichlas La'azara, Ula Avodah, Afilu Tarat Shiyitfo. It's two dinim. There's one is if you come into the Azara and you're not doing Aveda. And one is if you're coming for Aveda, and what's the case, this is the problem a little bit with this chat, what's the case of doing Aveda when you're not being Nichnas Azara? Anytime you're doing Aveda, the male you're in the Azara. You can't do Aveda out of the Azara. So what's the chat? So the Tezrin, the way he says the chat is that when you come into the Azara, you need Tvila. But as long as you remain in the Azara, the original Tvila works. But if you're doing a new Aveda, you're being Nichnas LaAveda, even though you never left the Azara, let's say you did Aveda yesterday, and now you want to do Aveda today, and you never left the Azara. So that's not called Nichnas LaAzara, you're already in the Azara. But still, that's called Nichnas LaAveda. He says, that's the din of the Kayin Gadol. The Kayin Gadol is not a Nichnas LaAzara, he's already in the Azara, he's been in the Azara for 7 days. He's a Nichnas LaAveda. A Nichnas LaAveda needs Tvila. It says two dinim. One is when upon entry into the Azara you need Tvila, even if you're not doing an Aveda. The second is upon entry to Aveda, meaning when you're starting doing Aveda, you need Tvila, even if you're not a Nichnas LaAzara, and the Tezrid's case of not being a Nichnas LaAzara means you're already with it. The Gvur Shiyos is learning Kain like the Tezrid, that there's two dinim, there's Nichnas LaAzara, and the second is Nichnas LaAveda. But he's also bothered by the same kasha. He didn't have the Tezrid. All Aveda is in the Azara. He says another case. He says, L'maisi, you need the tefillah in order to do it. Right? That's the Gemara's Mavur, and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that the Mitzrayim, if he's Tevel al-Das to go into the Beis HaMikdash, it works. If he's Tevel not al-Das to go into the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't work. So the nafkamina of the two chiyuvim is like this. Let's say someone was planning on going to the Beis HaMikdash and was Tevel to go into the Beis HaMikdash. But he wasn't planning on doing Aveda. So then he needs another Tevelah. So that's the nafkamina. I mean, obviously you can't plan on doing Aveda without going into the Beis HaMikdash. But you could plan on going to Beis HaMikdash and not plan on doing Aveda, and you'll need another tefillah to do Aveda. He just clears that Lamaisa going to the Beis HaMikdash is more chomer than doing Aveda, because going to the Beis HaMikdash betumah is bekaris. Doing Aveda betumah is not bekaris. So maybe a tefillah for a dava chomer should work for a dava kal. He's right from the Gemara, daf chagiga, daf yechassim and beis. You know, you need a tefillah tshuma, tefillah kaidish. If someone's tevel ti kaidish, that would work for tshuma. So here also, he's saying the whole chiluk, the tefillah has to be al-das aveda, but tefillah for knisa la'azarim is more chamer. Now maybe the chiluk is, he doesn't say this, maybe the chiluk is, if the tefillah is al-tumam, so the tefillah for, it's something which is more chamer when you do it b'tumam, would work for a tefillah something more kal. But the tefillah is b'chol not al-tumam. So, there's two dinim, there's knisa la'azarim, there's doing aveda, it's two different things. Could be fakir, could be doing aveda is more chamer. Then he says another thing, that maybe nafkamina is by Obama. Enech and ami by the Beis HaMikdash, any time you're doing aveda, you have to go to the Azarim, but b'shas heter b'mais, even if it's a din derais, it's negated to b'shas heter b'mais, there'd be a din, tvila, for aveda, even though there's no knesu l'mikdash. The Makar Baruch, from Rav Nachum Baruch Ginsburg, Makar Baruch, Simon Gimel, was also mechavim to it. He says the Ram is damashmere. The Ram brings his din l'gavim mikdash. I mean that's the lashon of the Mishnah. And in nichnas la'azara. But that you could clarify. There's a din tvila by aveda bebama. So the kids, so we have the Taisus Ritz Mahalach that there's two dinim. We have a din going into the mikdash, and we have another din aveda. The shas, what's in the gay aveda? Every aveda going to the mikdash. The Taisus Ritz says the nafkamina is if you're ready in the mikdash, and now you want to do aveda, you'll need a tvila for aveda. The Gvur Sari says, the Pshat is, if you're only mechavan to go to Beis HaMikdash, you weren't mechavan for Avayda, you need a tefillah to mechavan for Avayda. And another nafkamin is, there is an Avayda at the Beis HaMikdash by the Heter Bama, it's by Obama. There's a shtickle from the Zecher Yitzchak, from Yitzchak Panovich, the Geshmak Yishtickle, that what the Mishnah means is like this. You see, it comes out of Bir Chiddush. What's the din if you have, you know, Tumma Sucha B'tzibur? So if the Kohen Gadol is Tamei, so he does the Avayda via Mikipurim B'tumma. Would he need tefillah b'chai gafna? Or let's say there's a case where they're doing the aveda and a karbet tzibah b'tumma. Is there a din tefillah b'chai gafna? He names on yeah. He names on avada yeah. The din tefillah is nothing to do with tumma. So even if you tell me it is a din tefillah. So merely shtals the chon d'loshin. What does the Mishnah mean? Afilu tar. Einan of nichlas da'azor l'aveda afilu tar at yitfol. Tame even tefillah doesn't work because you need Harav Shemesh. So what's a filu tar? We're only talking about tar. How can you say a filu tar when the only din is negayat the tar? A tame can't go to the with tefillah. He needs Harav Shemesh. I don't think the kasha is so shver. The stuff of the Mishnah is trying to say there's a tefillah not, that's not for tumah. But okay, that's what he asks. So he says the teretz is the pashas in the Mishnah is talking about a tame for avodah sibur. That a tame for avodah sibur needs tefillah. So he says the Mishnah is very meduyik. Ein adam nichnas la'azara la'avayda means a tamei. That says he's not going to have a tefillah for going into la'azara because he's tamei. So by him it's negay for avayda. And afilu tara means for the knesset even below avayda. The two dinim, the din of going into the mikdash la'avayda is negay to a tamei. A tamei doesn't have to go, doesn't have to be tevel when he goes into la'azara because he's tamei, but he has to be tevel for avayda. Masha'en kein a tar, that on the knis is mechayiv in tefillah. That's the afilu tar. And he says, this shtickle that he's saying, that a tamei also has to be tevel, is maimi bayilu ben zayim, which he holds as mamish pashit, because the tefillah has nothing to do with tumah. But even according to Rabbi Huda, that the tefillah is liska tumi yashana shabiyadai, so he'll say if he's tamei, so what's in the game? The teretz is, but the only tumah hucha b'tzibur is a tumas maga. A tumah yaitzi migufay is not hucha b'tzibur. So that's why he mechayev him tvila, so you should remember a tumah yashana v'tumah sheyaitzi migufay, and then it'll be perish. So mikitsu we have like this. Enam nichnas la'azara la'aveda, Rashi and Taisel Avedah is completely left Dafka. It's nothing to do with Avedah. Knisel Azar. A little bit fair why the Mishnah said it. We have the Taisel Shanim's chat and the Ridvam. That Avedah, Itak is Avedah, but not a real Avedah. Knisel Avedah is also called an Avedah. Shechit is also called an Avedah. Huadin, Semicha, or Tnufa, or Kriya and Anacha Bikurim, all these things would be called an Avedah. Anything which has some Shaykh is to Avedah is called an Avedah. And we have the Taisus Vitzpshat that there's two dinim. Knis is Mechayim without Aveda, and Aveda is Mechayim without Knisa. And how could you have Aveda without Knisa? Taisus Vitz says, when you're there already, Vura Sari says a Pshat, if you weren't Mechavim for Aveda, or by Bama. And Ravitzel Panovich says a Pshat, if someone's Tamei, then he's only Mechuyah for Aveda, if he's Tara, then for Knisa. Now the Rambam is Mashma, the Briski Rav is Medayik. The Rambam brings the Mishnah Ketzurah, so it's a shayla how to learn, but the Rambam is mashmas dafka la'avodah. And the Briski Rav adds to the Diyuk a little bit. There, some others say, no, maybe the Rambam is just saying the Lashon HaMishnah, Chavetz Chaim and the Chazon Ish Klal, such a thing. Or you could say the Rambam means like the Taisus Yeshanim, that la'avodah is lav dafka mamash avodah, shkita and v'ayin is also called la'avodah. Now, upon him, the Rambam brings down the Mishnah Ketzurah, so la'avodah. But the Briski Rav's medayik a little bit more, that the Rambam puts it in the halacha of Kiddush Yudayim Veraglayim. He puts it in the sugi of Kiddush Yudayim Veraglayim. If it's a din in Knisa, he should have put it in the din in Knisa L'mikdash. He puts it together with the halachas of Kiddush Yudayim Veraglayim, which is halachas and Aveda. It's mashma dafka for Aveda. So our sugi by Mitzayir is mashma to Knisa alone. So the Briski Rav wants to say Gemal L'gazach. In the sugi it's mavur, that there are bun and old dafka mitzayir. Like Gemara says, dafka mitzayir because he's dayish betuma. Since he's used to being tummy, him, we're not going to allow him to the base of mikdash without a tefillah. Now, shaken, everyone else is allowed without a tefillah. So that's the rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda. Then we have an amid beis at this lishkas mitzayram, the mitzayir is tevil. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, not just mitzayir, kol adam. And the Gemara discusses if Rabbi Yehuda is masked by mitzayir, that's the sugya. But there are rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda hold, L'chayra, that Adam doesn't have to be taibul, just the mitzayra. And the Rambam brings that, by Hilchus Mechusri Kapara, by the Halachas of Mitzayra, the Rambam says it's din. The Rambam says, Umneima taibul v'shemini achash tov of emesh, neisher ogul b'tum v'mechalutah, v'enirizu mishum tum, sheminim achash tovah. So the Rambam amish brings the din of Daesh b'tumah. So the Lecha Mishnah even aren't asked on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins the Mishnah, Einan al-Nichnis la'azara la'avaydah, afilu tar achi yitvong. And the Rambam says by Mitzayra that the reason why he's tevil is because he's Daesh Betumah. So how does that shtim? It's a Gemalda Gestira. And for the Briski Rav, and really the Siyah Chitzuk already pretty much says this, that there are Banim Amaskim by Aveda. The Gemara declares, what's a din by Shkita? The Gemara on Laman Aleph and Man Aleph. But by other Avedas, there are Banim Amaskim by Aveda is a Chiyiv Tvila. The Omach Legis, there are Banim Abedas is by the Chiyiv Knisa. So the Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan holds the Stafka Aveda. Ben Zayim and Abihuda hold it's even Knisa. But the Rambam passes like the Rabbanan. So that's why by Mitzayra, which all you have is Knisa, by Mitzayra, so then you have the Rambam has to say Daish Batumah. So this is another Pshat in the Mishnah, Aveda is Mamish Dafka, and it means Mamish Aveda. But it goes like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that Knisa is Dafka by Mitzayra, it's Daish Batumah, and that's the Shittas Rambam. So we have four pshatim in the Mishnah la'aveda. Either it's completely lav dafka, or it means a ke'en aveda, like behemis or shkita, or agasha or trufa, or kriya nachas bikurim, taisa shanim, or there's two dinim, knisa and aveda, but then we have to mutcha, why do we need aveda if we already have knisa? Teret says he already did a kvila on the knisa, and now he's going to do an aveda, or he wasn't mechavim for aveda, or aveda is negated to Obama, or to a tamei bekar ben tzibur. And then we have the pshat of the Rambam, the way the Briski Rav learns, that it's mamish aveda, but goes like the Rabbanan, that holds dafka mitzayir is mechuyav v'knisa daish betumah, otherwise not. See, the Chavetz Chaim, in the Likutei Halachos, in the Zevach Taida, he holds that the way. He holds even the Rabbanan, they only hold that it's dafka mitzayir because he's tavel me'asmol, that's why I need daish betumah. But everyone else is also mechuyav in tefillah, just not if he's tavel me'asmol. He says, as they state in the sugya, Abyssal Shver, but that's what he says. And that's how he learns the Rambam. And the reason why the Rambam says Daesh Betumah is only because he's Tavla Mesmo. That's how he answers Lecha Mishnah's Kasha. The Rambam says Daesh Betumah because he wants to explain why Tavla Mesmo is not enough. The Rambam Hilchos Beis Mikdash was talking about you weren't Tevil Me'asmo. And why does he say La'avodah? So it could be he's saying the Lashon HaMishnah. Or it could be he means like the Tais Yishanim, that La'avodah means Kein La'avodah. The Chazon Ish also wants to learn this way. That even the Rabbanan is dafka because he's Tevil Me'asmo. That's why he need Da'ish B'tumma. But the Rav is saying no. When on Knesa, it's dafka by Mitzrayim, it's Da'ish B'tumma. But there's another din tefillah by Aveda, which even the Rabbanan am asking to. Now the Mishnah goes on, the Chamish Tfilas Vesari Kedushim, Tevil Kain Gadol Mekadosh Bebe, Yayim Vekulim Bekadosh Labei Sepaiva, Chutz Mizu Bavad. The first tefillah does not have to be Bekadosh. Machayik Zishayinim, why? Rashi says that the Rishayinis Eina Ba Chayiv Leim Kippurim, the Koyim and Amiyasim. Ava Tfilas Abba Skayiv Leim Kippurim, Ksibem Bemakim Kadosh. The first one is not a tefillah for Yom Kippur. Every time there's any such a tefillah. There's not a tefillah for Yom Kippur. The shaila is, what does it mean? Chamesh tefillahs. Gemiri chamesh tefillahs. And Tais Yishanim says there was no halacha Mishim Sinai and the five tefillahs. Palakabanim, according to Rashi, L'chaira, according to Rabbi Huda, the first tefillah is a din derabanan. The emes is, as they state in Rashi in Daflam, the days and the days. Rashi asks for Makam Kaidish. He says, Af tefillahs abayis mach mismachla feseyeh b'makam Kaidish. The Rambam is also mefurish that way, that the first tefillah is not deraisa. The Rambam in Hilchas Avedis Yom Kippurim, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, he says, Kol tefillah se'elav ha-kedushin kulam b'mikdash, Shem v'rach tzusar b'mayim makam kadash, Chutz mi tefillah v'yishayin ha-shusha alif v'yisa b'chayil, She'ein ha-lahaysav kavanasa shem yiska tumi yisham ishwedi yivishmen v'tefillah zu l'shma. It's mash m'klai in the Rambam that it's the Rabbanah. The din deraisa tefillah dafka when he's changing the clothing. The first tefillah is a din derabanan. Rabbi Kivega also makes this, and Rabbi Kivega says like this. Rabbi Kivega says a kumdes the Mishnah that says that all the tefillahs of a kodesh chutz mizu is going like Rabbi Huda because it's derabanan. But according to Ben Zayma, that you learn the first tefillah from a kal v'chayim, even if it's the same tefillah as everyone else, but that would also be malakim kodesh because you're learning out the tefillah from those tefillahs, so it also be malakim kodesh. Then the Mishnah goes to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also is derabanan, so it's not b'makom kodesh. Then Zayim attack with all this deraisa, and then it would be b'makom kodesh. But that's the shita of Rashi and the Rambam. Taisus at the end of Umah Mishanim Mekodesh Hakodesh says clearly, even according to Ben Zayim, Rabbi Kivega points this out. Even according to Ben Zayim, you don't be tevil b'makom kodesh, and he says it's a svara. Kevin the kadul is kodesh be the kodesh yitvul b'chayil. In other words, even though the tefillah is a din deraisa, but when the Torah says the tefillah is b'makom kodesh, it means the tefillah of changing of the clothes. He's already in the makom kodesh. He's wearing big de kodesh. So then the tefillah has to be b'makom kodesh. Mashenkin here, he's coming to the big de kodesh. He's coming to the makom kodesh. He's still wearing big de chayil. It's a swara that he doesn't have to be tevil b'makom kodesh. Taiz Yishanim is even more clear, and daf lamin aleph and min aleph, that Rabbi Huda, who says normally it's derabanan on Yom Kippur, holds it's deraisa. According to the Taisa Shanim, he says this kind. Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Master of Chamish Tefilas. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda Nami the Lesel v'Shayim Taisa Shanim. B'Kayam Kayi Gadam Yom Kippurim Atzmai Yachal Liyasei V'Kain. The Midi Zachar Kolshki and Hachav. Ein LaHakshus Lomle Yasena B'Kayish Kamei Achiris Kimistam Yesh Hashem Kayim Shikaris Zavakim Shayin Shikaris. In other words, the svara is if you're doing a tefillah for the Knesa, you should do it before the Knesa. But he says, clearly, Behuda's maskim that the first tefillah is the Raisa, not like Rashi in the Rambam. According to Taiz and Taiz Yishanim, the shakel of Itai of the next Gemara, Shalu is Ben Zayim, tefillah is Elama, is only going on the rest of the year. There, Ben Zayim says it's also a Kal V'chaymer, and if Behuda holds no, that's a din only in Yom Kippur. Mashayin Kain on Yom Kippur, everyone agrees it's the Raisa. So the Snipe was bothered by the following Kasha. The Gemara asks, how does Hashem, Behuda says you need tefillah? Rabbi Yehuda says that a Mitzrayim doesn't need tefillah shekratavim asmal. So Gemara says, you know why? Shekratavim asmal. And the Gemara says, with the karila, my karila. So why do you ask the kasha? Terry says, he really wanted to ask a different kasha. But l'chayr, it's fair. Rabbi Yehuda says a Mitzrayim doesn't need tefillah shekratavim asmal. Either Kain Gadol also was tavim asmal. Why does the Kain Gadol need tefillah? He was also tavim asmal. So the stipler says the Marapanim, the Pnei Meshon Yushalmi has a safe Marapanim, he asks his kasha. He says, it must be Yom Kippur's Mochamer, and they weren't saying Mechanet Tvila Me'asmo. In fact, the stipler, but the Shakavatari is Mavur not that way. Because come to Isa, it is a good kasha. How come Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev at tefillah by Yom Kippur and not by mitzvah? You have to say a teretz. Yom Kippur is more chomer, so it's not the karila my karila. This shleim if Rabbi Yehuda is masking the Yom Kippur's day raisa like Taisin the Taisi Shanim, and the Shaila ben Zayma and Rabbi Yehuda was b'shayim Isa Shana. So then, what's your kasha? B'shayim Isa Shana, you need tefillah min rabbanan, but not by mitzvah because he's tava me'esma. And what's Pshat Yom Kippur, Yom Tov Me'esma? Yom Kippur is a different din. Yom Kippur is a din deraisa. But Yom Kippur is also a din derabanan, so we have a problem. You see, Tov Me'esma doesn't work. Elamai, you'll say a teretz. So why think I at least ask the kasha? Why think I say the karila and my karila? As I affect the stipla, Be'ez Hashem and the Hemshech Lashia, I'll tell you the stipla's teretz, but I just want to say for the Minchas of Ram's teretz, that Lafita Taizirid, it's not shver. Because the Taizirid says it's two dinim. There's tefillah for Knesset Lazara, and tefillah for Aveda. So on Knesset Lazara, you say, Shkvartav HaMe'esmo. But on Aveda, tefillah Me'esmo doesn't work. Even if you were tevil for the Knesset Lazara, you need another tefillah Me'esmo. You need another tefillah for Aveda. So Mela, the Kohen Gadol is not being tevil for Knesset Lazara. The Kohen Gadol is being tevil for Aveda. Aveda is a different din. Mashenka Knesset Lazara, you have a kasha. And that the Teretz is Tavu Me'esmo, and that's why the Gemara says the Karila my Karila. That's why Tanya the Milcha Zevra. Now for the Stipler Teretz, we have to first see a shtickle that the Stipler says in the next Gemara. Right, we have, the Gemara asks the Kasha, Sholo Ben Zayma, Tfilu Zulama. Ben Zayma said it's the Kal V'chayma. Rabbi Yehuda said, Srach Tfilu Uzu, Kadei Sheyizka Tumma Yishana B'yada V'yifresh. Srach Tfilu means it's the Darabanan Dika Tfilu. And what's the point? What does it mean? So Rashi says that he should pay attention to an old tumah, because he'll be paying attention. He'll be thinking that tvila is only for tmeim. Am I really tumah? And he'll remember that he also have an old tumah that he forgot. And the yifresh means he won't come to Nazar, only to Erev Shemesh. That's what Rashi says. But the Rambam brings us in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, and it says like this: Kol Tefilas Eilav Hakadoshim Kulam Bemikdash Shenemar V'Rachas Arimayim Makom Kadosh. The Tefilas of the and the Kiddush of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim have to be B'Makom Kadosh. Chutz MiTefila Rishayna Shurshay Lit V'Leisa B'Chayil V'Hi Could Be Tevil B'Chayil Osa. Why? She'ena El LaHeisav Kavanasei. It's only to aid to his kavana. Shem Yiska Tumi Yishana Shebiyadai Yifresh Mimena B'Tefila Zul L'Shma. What are the words in the Rambam? It's lahaysev kavanasei, to add to his kavana. Shem yiska tumi yishana shebiyada yifresh mimena betvila zu lishma. Hard to translate, but he seems to be saying like this. If he remembers the tumma, he'll say, oh, this tvila should go on that tumma. This tvila will be perished from the tumma mitvila zu lishma. As Rashi says, shem yiska tumi yishana sheish alav Shum Yishana B'yada V'yifresh means he won't go into the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam says V'yifresh means he'll be perished from the Tumah. What does that mean? He'll be mechavin that this Tvila will work for that Tumah. Achari Apella, what does it mean? Why does it have to be mechavin that this Tvila will work for the Tumah? Tvila works even if you're not mechavin, it should work for the Tumah. Now also try like this. First of all, he was ready Tevil for 7 days. Why does it have to be Tevil again? And second of all, if he's really Tumah, the kavan is not going to work. He needs Erev Shemesh. Very sure what the Rambam means. Rashi is saying a pshat, that he'll remember about an old tumah, and the tefillah won't work for the old tumah, because he'll need Erev Shemesh, so he'll be pirish. But the Rambam says he'll remember about the old tumah, and he'll be mechavin, he'yivvash yumena b'tefillah zulishma, he'll be mechavin to eradicate the old tumah with this tefillah. Why would he have to? And why would it work? So the chayin of pshat is, we're dealing with an old tumah he already was tevil for, but he wasn't tevil with the proper kavanah. The Arsameach says of art that you need tvila al das likanis lemikdash. So even if he was tevil to eat chuma, he tevil to eat kachim or that, you need a specific tvila al das likanis lemikdash. So that's what the Rambam means. You're having this tvila because maybe he never had a tvila. There was a tumah, it was a tumah yishana, and he never was tevil for that tumah al das likanis lemikdash. But the stipler says, then he doesn't have to remember the tumah. Why does he have to remember the tumah? As long as he's being tevil, that's the kind of mikdash. Even if he didn't remember the tumah, he could think in general, I'm being tevil now to go into the mikdash. Why does he have to remember the tumah? And also, the lashon v'yifresh is not mashmi wants to go into the base of mikdash. V'yifresh sounds like the way the Rambam is teaching it, v'yifresh min ha-tumah, means he wants him to retire from the tumah. He shouldn't have said v'yifresh. He should have said m'yiskar, that she yiskar tumah should be adai, and be mechamim to go into the Beis HaMikdash. What's the v'yifresh? And I have another kash, which the Stiple doesn't ask. He already did that. He already was told for 7 days I'll ask to come into the Mikdash. Why would I have to be told again? But the Stiple says that the pshat is that this is a din of Milas HaKadosh, that if you're Toivah without being Mechavan to mitar yourself from a tumah, it doesn't work. You have to be Mechavan to mitar yourself from a tumah. So let's say you're Toivah and you don't know about the tumah, even if you're planning on going to the Beis HaMikdash, but since you didn't know about the tumah, so felt in kavana to mitar yourself from a tumah. So it sounds interesting. Even if you're Toivah, I'll ask that in case I happen to be tummy, it should work, or it doesn't work. If you know about the tumah, you have to be tayvul to mitar yourself in this specific tumah. So male, that's why it doesn't work. The other tumahs the Kohen Gadol did, because he doesn't know about the tumah. He does this tefillah that he should remember, perhaps there was a tumah that he'll remember, and that'll be mechavin to mitar himself with this tefillah. Rebbe Tzlapanovichem, in Zichr Yitzchak Simon Yud, says the same shtickle. So because Ayva Zayzak, the stifle, now we can understand the difference between the Mitzayra and the Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippur. We ask the Kasham, how come when the Mitzayra is Tevel Me'asmo, we say that that works according to Buddha, and by the Kohen Gadol, we say it doesn't work. And I ain't going to tell me Stam because Yom Kippur is more Chomer, so why did the Gemara, when I asked the Kasha for Mitzayra, say, oh, the Mitzayra is different, it was Tevel Me'asmo, the Karela Me'akarela. I mean, Yom Kippur was Tevel Me'asmo. So Zak, the stifle, the Mitzayra knew he was Tameh. And if the Mitzayra knew he was Tameh, you don't have to know about all the different Tumas. As long as you know you're Tameh and you're Mechavan to Mitar yourself, that's good enough. The Kohen Gadol never knew he was Tameh. So that's why I have a Srach Tvila specifically by the Kohen Gadol, because maybe he'll remember that Itaka was Tameh and then be Mechavan to Mitar himself in that Tvila. That's a Maila B'Kadosh, that you have to be Mechavan with the Tvila to Mitar yourself in the Tumah that you know about. Fine. Just one more ara, the Makar Baruch Hashem and Simen Gimel asks his kasha. The Rambam is a little shveh. The Rambam in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, where he brings the ikedin of Einanam Nichnas La'azara, La'avoida, Afilu Tor, Achi Yitvol, does not say any reason for it. And there's no mashmoy, he says, Adin the Rabbanon. He doesn't say any reason for it. Punkt here in Hilchas Avoida Shem Mikipurim, there he says that the first Tvila was for this reason, because it's just lahisif kavanasa shemiska tumishana shbiyad evishmen of tefillah zulishma. But it doesn't mention it by every other tefillah. L'chai, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, all the tefillahs he going to make dishes for this reason. And if he holds like Ben Zayma, so that should be a reason why for Yom Kippur. You don't have to say this reason, yiska tumishana biyadei. L'chai, shikul shver, that's clear, taka. That a lot of Achrayim say the Rambam clearly passes like Rabbi Yehuda, like he says in the Avodah Yisrael Mikipurim, but then again in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, where he says the Ikedin Tefillah, he doesn't mention it, Mitzarechim.